In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was in the beginning with God.
All things came into being through him.
And without him, not one thing came into being.
What has come into being in him was life.
And the life was the light of all people.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness did not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him.
He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light.
The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world.
And the world came into being through him.
And he was in the world.
Yet the world did not know him.
He came into what was his own.
And his own people did not accept him.
But all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God.
Children born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God.
And the world became flesh and lived among us.
And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.'"
From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.
The law indeed was given through Moses.
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
No one has ever seen God.
It is only the Son, himself God, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known.
This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites to from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?"
He confessed and did not deny it, but he confessed, "I am not the Messiah."
And they asked him, "What then are you, Elijah?"
He said, "I am not."
"Are you the prophet?"
He answered, "No."
Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?"
He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said."
Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?"
John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandal."
This took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the chosen one."